Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. An esteemed career diplomat testified today about her abrupt and unceremonious removal from Ukraine by President Trump, who then proceeded to savage her on Twitter. KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign says today's second day of testimony at the House impeachment hearings have been overshadowed by events outside the hearing room. Doug joins us.
Well, Rebecca, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch almost done, about maybe 10 more minutes of testimony to come. She has said that she believes corrupt interests in Ukraine influenced and manipulated the president into firing her, using Rudy Giuliani as their messenger for reasons unknown to her. Intelligence Committee Republicans largely treating her with deference and respect, but then the president himself tweeted about her, saying everywhere she went turned bad, including Somalia, seeming to blame her for the civil war there. Chair Adam Schiff of Los Angeles read the presidential tweet at the hearing and asked Yovanovitch to respond.
I don't think I have such powers, not in Mogadishu, Somalia, and not in other places. I actually think that where I've served over the years, I and others have demonstrably made things better, you know, for the U.S. as well as for the countries that I've served in.
And she served in some rough places with active wars. East Bay Congressman Eric Swalwell was among the Democrats on the committee blasting the president for that tweet, calling it witness intimidation, saying that could be added to the impeachment charges against him. The White House says Trump was just expressing his opinion. Meanwhile, Trump campaign aide Roger Stone has been found guilty today on all counts of lying to Congress and obstruction. And the White House released this contradictory summary of an earlier Trump call to Ukraine that Swalwell noted still doesn't show the president demanding Ukraine root out corruption.
Isn't it true that President Trump never mentions the word corruption? And as far as the foreign aid that my colleagues keep saying, well, he can't be guilty. He didn't complete the cheat. The aid went to the Ukrainians. Isn't it true that the only reason the aid, or the only time the aid went to the Ukrainians, was after the whistleblower complaint became public?
Yes, it was after the whistleblower complaint became public.
Republicans have attacked the process. They've kept referring to this proceeding as a sham, a TV performance, saying there's no evidence of some sort of sinister scheme. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Thank you, Doug. A Hillsboro real estate heiress whose family posted $35 million bail to keep her out of jail has been acquitted of killing the father of her children. After deliberating for 12 days, jurors say today that Tiffany Lee is not guilty of conspiring with her boyfriend to kill 27-year-old Keith Green in 2016. The case drew global attention when Lee's family, who made a fortune in real estate construction in China, posted the high-priced bail for her. Green's body was found along a dirt road in Sonoma County nearly 2 weeks after he was last seen meeting with Lee to discuss custody of their children. Months after the biggest California earthquake in two decades, seismologists are still learning from it, like the number of faults that ruptured in the Ridge Quest quake. Details from KCBS's Jim Taylor.
7.1. It ripped through the Mojave Desert on the 4th of July.
We have been doing research on Ridgecrest earthquakes that occurred last July.
Caltech seismologist Dr. Egil Hoxson, a co-author of a recent study and an expert on California seismology. The surprise takeaway from his research on Ridgecrest, that earthquake ruptured at least two dozen faults, many previously unknown.
Yes, discovering that there were so many faults involved in the sequence was a big surprise.
Not unlike the quake that rattled Pleasanton the night of July 16th on a previously unnamed fault. So, one big thing we're learning.
The process of an earthquake rupturing a fault is more complicated and involves.
It seems like after every major earthquake, seismologists say that we don't know as much as we thought we did. Is that about right?
That's about right.
And yes, seismology expert Dr. Egil Hoxson says the big one is still coming. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.